coach, week one, now in the books, come out. Some stuff you can work on. I know as a, you know, a football coach, yeah, you see the scoreboard, but there's things that you know your team needs to work on to have a successful year.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I thought the good things, I thought our offensive line played really well. You know, last year we struggled running the ball. We just weren't very big up front. This year a little different, got some different guys, and that was a real positive. I thought we were good on defense for, you know, first half, and then we just kind of, they had a 3rd and 14 to start the second half, and they pick it up, and from that point on, we weren't very good on defense. So those are things we talk about, and we talked about at halftime, finish the game. We got to learn how to finish. We didn't do a great job of that tonight.
You came in with questions. You lost Ben Hamilton at your quarterback position, but you also lost Drew Ramsey, your son. I mean, very talented young man. But I think you found a quarterback.
Yeah. Ben Schoster's he's a talented guy. You know, he was a guy. He's waited his turn. He didn't get much opportunity last year with Ben playing. But I think he's a sneaky runner too. You know, I don't think people expect him to run, and all of a sudden there he goes. Like his touchdown run, that was a great cutback, and he's a very accurate passer. He's a tough kid, smart. So he's got all the tools to be a really good quarterback.
This season, what was your team's goals coming into this season?
Like always, you know, we talk about we want to win the league. We want to be playing our best football at the end of the season. If we can do those things, get into playoffs, you know, then you can make a run. You know, and we don't talk about 10 of those and those, but the schedule we play, you know, it's a grind every week. So, you know, we just want to just keep getting better each week and play really well in those 3 GCL games and have a chance to do that.
Tonight, Covenant Catholic, you get to kind of come across the river, play another team, get to win the First Star Logistics Star 64 game of the week trophy tonight. How do you keep that team? They leave here, they're going, hey, man, we blew these guys out. How do you keep that level? Because I heard your after-game speech. I won't go into details on that. But how do you keep
that? Right there. You know, I tell them, look, the one thing about me, people sometimes think I'm a mean person. I'm not mean, I'm honest. You know, and I'll tell you, if something was bad, something was wrong, I'm going to tell you. And I told our defense afterwards, what happened in the second half was not acceptable. And that's how you do it. I think we just got to keep pushing them. Now, tomorrow in film, I will point out a whole bunch of really good plays. Hey, this is great. But then at the same time, it's going to be, we've got to be better than we were in the second half.
You come into this year, Elder's 100th year. I think I remember seeing 26th year for you here at Elder. Talk about you're being now 26 years. I mean, we've known each other not quite that long, but probably going on 20 years. But talk about, you know, the longevity being here at Elder High School and what it means to you.
Well, it means a lot. You know, and I think, like, one of the things you see here when you came over, my family is so much a part of it now. You know, my wife's making us all get pictures taken out here because my whole family's here for the game tonight. And I think that's the thing. The people that I work with, the people that I work for, the players that I coach, you know, it's such great people, and I think that's the reason I'm still here. You know what I mean? Still doing this. It's a job that takes a lot of my time, but it's a job that I love doing just because of the place I'm at and the people I'm around.
You talk about the people. One of those people now is your son, Peyton, who I had a chance to cover, one of the best players ever to come out of Elder High School. What's it like to have him now working with your quarterbacks?
That's awesome because Peyton is really, really smart. He's spent a lot of time, you know, in college around great coaches. He's learned so much from those people, and now he's teaching our guys those things that he's learned. He's going to be a really, really good coach. I mean, he is a really good coach, but someday he's going to be a head coach somewhere, and somebody's going to be really lucky to have him.
Well, on behalf of First Star Logistics, congratulations on your win tonight, and we wish you the best the rest of the season.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Dave Lapham here, and every day I am grateful for my experience to have played professional football. As a player, I realize self-motivation, leadership, and appreciating your teammates are key. At First Star Logistics, you can use those same attributes to create the life you want for you and your family. Build your future by working hard, like I did. You'll see results both on and off the field. Call First Star Logistics today and be part of our winning team. Opportunity knocking.